From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. No civilians exited the rubble-held Syria region near the capital, Damascus, on Wednesday, the second day of a Russia-ordered brief daily humanitarian pause. Philip Alexio has more.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the five-hour pause in eastern Ghouta was preceded by a barrage of airstrikes in the towns of Harasta and Douma, where Syrian troops and allied militia have been trying to push ahead with a ground offensive on a number of fronts. Russia has ordered a five-hour daily humanitarian pause to allow civilians to exit the region, but no humanitarian aid has gone in and no civilians have left. Residents said that they do not trust the truce, and the United Nations and aid agencies criticized the unilateral arrangement, saying that it gave no guarantees of safety for residents wishing to leave. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
A United Nations report contends North Korea has transported supplies to Syria that the regime of President Bashar Assad could have used to produce chemical weapons. Tom Turco has the details.
According to the report, North Korean missile technicians were seen working at Syrian chemical weapons and missile plants. The more than 200-page document details new substantial evidence about North Korea's involvement with Syria since 2008. Tom Turco, VOA News.
Turkey is pushing back against international calls for it to abide by the UN-backed ceasefire in Syria. The UN call comes as Ankara continues to escalate its offensive in the Syrian enclave of Afrin against the YPG Kurdish militia. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office is appealing for $278.3 million in voluntary contributions to monitor human rights abuses worldwide and to help prevent violence. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office warns of a global pushback on human rights. It says this is all too visible in the slowing commitment by governments to uphold human rights values in places such as Syria, Yemen, Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, and Myanmar. UN Office of Human Rights spokeswoman Liz Throssell says this lack of commitment translates into lack of support from the international community to provide the funds necessary to carry out the agency's important work. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Africa's parliament voted Tuesday to examine how to amend the constitution to allow land seizures without compensation, a move that resonates deeply in a nation where the white minority still controls much of the farmland. But the strongest proponent of the motion immediately sought to reassure the nation that nothing too drastic would come of it. Russia's Olympic Committee says the International Olympic Committee has reinstated its membership after suspending it over doping allegations. Doug Bernard reports.
Alexander Zhukov, the president of the Russian Olympic Committee, made the statement the IOC had banned Russian athletes from competing under the country's flag during the recently completed Winter Games in South Korea because of the doping allegation, but it did allow a number of Russians to compete individually. Russia has repeatedly denied it carried out a doping operation. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Israel and church leaders have resolved a dispute over Christianity's holiest site. Robert Berger has that story.
The Church of the Holy Sepulchre has reopened 3 days after Christian leaders shut it down in protest over Israeli plans to impose taxes on church-owned real estate. The Jerusalem municipality says commercial church properties such as hotels and shops should not be exempt, and it claimed that churches owed the city $180 million in back taxes.
That was Robert Berger reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday again attacked Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He branded the country's top law enforcement official as disgraceful and called for an internal investigation of how officials sought approval for the clandestine surveillance of former Trump campaign aides. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website any time of day or night. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.